Good morning. Shalom, shalom. This is Shelly, Billy's oldest child, Shelly. And Mother had asked me to speak with you this morning. Presently, she is in Texas where she is doing broadcasts with Sister Gloria Copeland. Hallelujah. And so it is an honor to be hearing your voices coming in from all different states of our beautiful United States of America. Thank you for joining us. Mom said, now Shelly, when you log on about 10 minutes early and write down the states of people calling in. And so thankful. I have many represented, over 40, and I'm very thankful for especially those calling in from New York. In light of what has happened with the 8 people being killed and up to 15 now being injured. So we'll get to that as well. We have quite a list of things that the Lord has impressed on Mom's heart, and so we'll begin with those. But I would like for us to turn in our Bibles and to dress for the occasion. I remember one time I was speaking to a lady in California years ago, and the Lord appeared to her, and later on he appeared again, and she said, Lord, you have something different. And he said, I always dress for the occasion. So thank God he is our great shepherd, Jesus Christ, our shepherd. We shall not lack for anything. But he's also Jesus Christ, our high priest, and he wears the high priest, and he has made unto us a kingdom of priests, it says in 1 Peter. So this morning, it's an honor. I'm so excited about joining together as an assembly, the body of Christ, in performing our priestly duties and responsibilities. So we're going to dress for the occasion. First things first, and our attire is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. This is the prayer armor. Finally, my brethren, if you have King James or whatever version you may have, I encourage you to read it out loud with me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. First things first, we put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore we take unto us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. And we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God praying. So this is prayer attire for us this morning, dear saint, and we put it on by faith. Praying always with all prayer. Many translations say all kinds of prayer. And supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly as I ought to speak. Now let's go to, we'll come back to Ephesians. But let's go back again to our first of all golden text in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. And this is what we're doing here in Missouri. It's about 8 something. And wherever you are in your time zone, first things first, we're doing this scripture. 1 Timothy 2, 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, notice that prayers is plural, for different kinds of prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings. So we're being praying for our president. We're going to be praying for our prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, for all that are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Now let's go back to Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to be praying this for our president, for Vice President Pence, of course, President Trump, but for those who are in authority who are born again. Never before in the history of the United States have we had so many born again, even cabinet members. Ben Carson, even our representative in the UN, Nikki Haley, and of course, Betsy DeVos and others. Where you are, Canada, praying for those who are in authority, different nations who have called in, praying first of all for kings and for those who are in authority. So for those who are born again, we can pray this scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll begin reading with verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you. And we can put our president here. We could put ourselves, but praying first of all for those who are in authority, making mention of you in our prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our heart being flooded with light, that you may know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power. These are demons, far above them all. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now go to verse 4 of chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. So we're taking our place, seated with Christ in heavenly places. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Now, we're taking our place. First things first. And so, dear precious Heavenly Father, we come again today. We come in the name of Jesus. We come not in the name of Billy Brim or Shelley or any other name or Prayer Mountain. We don't come on our own merits or holiness, not even our own goodness. But Father, we come in the name of Jesus, washed in his blood and robed in his righteousness. We come because you told us to come. You said in your holy word for us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain help and grace to find help in the time of need. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name that we have this open invitation. And we are reminded in your word to pray. We're reminded in your word to intercede. We are reminded in the word of God to supplicate and to give thanks for all who are in authority. That Christians, that believers everywhere may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We pray for our leaders, President Trump, Vice President Pence, every member of the President's Cabinet, the Supreme Court, our judicial system, our judges. We pray for our House of Representatives. We pray for our senators. In the name above every name, we pray, Father, that divine wisdom and grace be given unto them. We pray that direction will be given unto them. We come against the powers of darkness, the forces of evil that would try to dominate and rule in our nation. We rise up against that darkness. We rise up against those spirits and dispel the darkness in the name of Jesus. We command the devil to take his hands off of the political scene of our nation. Pronta che li sia, brutta che le bashana, boyete che sapana to koge. We pray for every politician, everyone that's in office, that they'll not be so concerned about politics, that they'll not be so party conscious, but they'll be concerned and have compassion and love about our great nation as a whole. And Father, we pray that they'll put God first. We come against the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, the demons of hell that would endeavor to dominate the financial scene of our nation. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the economy of our nation. We pray about the unemployed. Father, we pray that the economy will be strong, that we'll be prosperous as a whole, as a nation, for the purpose to continue to carry the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. We command the devil and all of his cohorts, take your hands off the financial scene of our nation. We come against the powers of darkness. By the precious blood of Jesus, where we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We come against the forces of evil that would endeavor to dominate New York. Those of you, there was a lady who called from New York, and from also from Albany, New York, and you have habitational authority. Use it. I know you are. Thank God you are. But we join you as a company of believers. And also taking responsibility in our area. In the name of Jesus, every dark plot of the enemy of terrorism be brought to the light and exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you come to nothing. We sit in our place of authority, seated at the right hand of Jesus Christ, and we use that name against you. You're under our feet. You do not come to fruition. We stand upon the promise also, and if you have your Bible with you, it's wonderful to look at the sword of the Word of God as we're praying. It's Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13. And concerning these terrorist plots, we stand on Hebrews chapter 4, 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So these plots be manifested in the eyes of the Father and brought to light before the authorities in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We sweep the air clean from demons. We sweep the air clean from powers of evil that would hinder and that would try to dominate. And we do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. Bombreto seketa, salamoke eleboye como nolokoye. Father, we're just reminded of what Paul said in the letter to the Corinthians. I will pray in with my understanding, and I will pray in the spirit also. And so we yield to this in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Bontrelisita shamokoye ifaralimpa. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We pray, Father, for the eyes of his heart, his spirit to be enlightened, that he may know the hope of his calling. We plead the blood of Jesus for his protection, and we trust you for direction. Lord, I thank you for Migdal Arbel, our properties there in Israel. I thank you, Father, for Ethan and Julie and those that you've put in positions of authority there. Concerning Migdal in Israel, our property, our prayer and learning center, things are coming along. We've gotten a major breakthrough, and we are now in the process of bureaucracy, and it's been said that when it comes to some of these things, Israel wrote the book on bureaucracy. We can understand why. We love Israel, and we understand. But I believe that the good news is a result of our prayer and intercession for this project. It's now to the point where it's a new step, and that step is for the newspapers to publish the project, which, of course, we're talking about the Prayer and Learning Center, Migdal Arbel, that Mother has there. And they're going to publish. This is part of their bureaucracy. This is their mandate. They publish this project in the newspaper for 2 weeks. And if it's all favorable and there's no negative outcry, then we are getting our first phase underway. Praise God. So as prayers, let's pray for wisdom and, excuse me, also for favor in the newspaper, the people reading the article, that there'll be a favor in their heart. And in the name, above every name, we take authority over criticism. You cease and desist in your maneuvers towards the Migdal Project. We gag you in Jesus' name. You will not cause any kind of smoke screen. No, you're out. And thank you, Father, for the authority of the believer and the opportunity to exercise that authority. Thank you, Lord. Mother is praying. She wanted us to pray for utterance today for the television tapings with Gloria. She wasn't 100% sure what she was going to be teaching on, but she did have something burning in her heart. I know when we recently had our prayer annual autumn assembly here in Branson just last week, and Brother Copeland was so full of the message of the fire of God and how this fire of God is so consuming of all that's not pure, and how you get your joy back and your strength back when you're in that beautiful, purifying presence of the Lord. And our God, it says in Hebrews, is a consuming fire. So he preached that. He laid hands on people for the fire. Even our board meeting, after the meetings were over, every year we have board members. And, of course, Brother Copeland is a member of that board. And I was there. And he was still carrying the message from the tent meeting, because our last meeting is there at Prayer Mountain on the grounds. Many of you may have been there. We have a tent. And so here we are from the tent meeting. A few hours later, we're in a board meeting in a very sophisticated room. And bless God, Brother Copeland, full of that fire. He said, before we do anything, let's he laid hands on all the board members, and many of them fell out under the power of God. What a way to start a board meeting. So with that blessing and Mother's musing on this message of fire, she told the prayers on Sunday out at Prayer Mountain. We have 3 o'clock prayer. She said, this is what the Lord is showing me. And it was in the Word where God, when he created the first man and the first woman, the Word is from the word fire, ish, and isha for woman. And when you put their names together in the middle of that, if you put ish and isha in the Hebrew letters, if you put them together, you'll find that the two letters for God, yud hey, and are in the middle. And how when God made the first man and first woman, he put his name there. And she was saying, Shelley, I sense that I may want to bring this out on the television broadcast. I'm asking for utterance, because from this foundation, so many scriptures come to life about, even on the day of Pentecost, there were tongues of fire that were upon each one of them. And even where it says in Matthew, where Jesus said, where two or three of you are gathered together, there am I in the midst of you. And so let's pray for utterance for Mother right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the gift that's in Mom. And we ask that by your Holy Spirit, you give her the utterance that she will speak your word, and that she will speak it with clarity to be a blessing to the body of Christ. For we are builded up by speaking the truth in love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for praying. Now, some good news. I don't know if you've watched, but they have a UN clip. There's a UN watch, United Nations watch, where the son of a Hamas leader addressed the UN, and he basically told them that he spoke the truth in love. And I believe that's an answer in prayer. And he left the congregation, the assembly of the UN leaders, speechless, because he spoke boldly the truth about the Palestinian Authority, that they were the culprit and it is not Israel. So if you want to thrill your heart with what corporate prayer has done, I believe this is part of it. And you can find it by going to CBN Newswatch, and you will find the clip. It's about 2 minutes and some odd seconds. But the look on the faces of those anti-Israel countries being stunned when the truth is being spoken through this son of a Hamas founder, it'll bless you. So our prayers are prevailing. They're working. His truth is marching on. God is raising up this prayer force. And for such a time as this, we have been called. Thank you for logging in today. Let's just pray in with praising God and worshiping him. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to assemble and raise our voices in prayer to you in one accord. Thank you, Father, that we can have the days of quiet, honesty, godly days here on the earth. Though the dark may getting darker, yet the bright light is getting brighter. And that we are walking in the light of victory and blessing through the wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. Thank you, prayer warriors. Thank you for calling from all over the United States of America. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you, Texas and Kentucky and Arizona. Thank you, Ohio and Virginia. Thank you, Arkansas and others. I know I'm going to miss some by naming, but you've all written down. And I thank you for your obedience to the call. Florida, Illinois, thank you. Alabama, thank you. Colorado and others, Wisconsin, Kentucky. Thank you, Oregon. Thank you, Father, for raising up this prayer force from all over the United States. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're a blessing. Next week, Mom will be here at the Wednesday 8 o'clock prayer call. So thank you for loving her daughter, loving me today. It's been an honor to serve you in the King's glad service. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Shalom, shalom.